Let's get it rolling from Double T Nation. Check out that website, DoubleTNation.com. Seth Youngman joining the Monsters here on 790. Seth, it's Ted and John here in Houston. Really appreciate the time, buddy. And this is a very exciting season coming up for Texas Tech. Expectations sky high, my man.
Yeah, it's an exciting time. And in fact, I was thinking about 2 weeks ago, Russ McNeil, the defensive coordinator for Texas Tech, had mentioned that he is not intimidated by the crosshairs. And I think that's a tremendous statement about the season. All eyes are on Texas Tech. The preseason prognosticators are saying that Texas Tech has a real opportunity to do something great this year. And the pressure's on. It's time to kind of step up and do something here.
Well, Seth, this is John. Let's talk about that right now, because we're going to have Mike Leach joining us here later on as well. I want to ask him this, but let me ask you as a fan, because Texas Tech, for better or worse, has been better as being the pursuer, not the pursuee. Now, people, it's no secret. I mean, with that offense, you know, 5,000 yards, 151 team and school records under Leach. You know, they're in a different position right now. They're in a different state of mind, fans and players alike. What is the sense you're getting of being the team that people are going after rather than the team that's chasing others?
Well, I think that fans are really cautiously optimistic this year. We want to believe that there isn't going to be this bad loss that tends to happen so far in the Mike Leach era. I think the past 2 years it was Colorado, where Texas Tech maybe dropped a game that they shouldn't have, and the time before that it may have been Oklahoma State. And these were really kind of teams that weren't ranked highly, that Texas Tech should have beaten, but for whatever reason they lost to these really poor teams. And to me, if Texas Tech can get over that hump and not lose to those teams that they're not supposed to lose to, then they'll be just fine. You know, I think that this team can handle a loss against Texas and maybe against OU, but the teams where they're, I think that they're more talented, like Kansas State, Nebraska, Kansas, those are all games that they really need to win. And for them to really step up and for Texas Tech fans to really kind of take hold and say, okay, yeah, this is the year, and those games are the games that they really need to win.
Seth, when you take a look at what happened last season in the Big 12 with teams like Kansas and Missouri, and taking a look at the schedule for Texas Tech this coming season, certainly all the returning talent as well, do you get the sense that it's Tech's turn to make that kind of a run in the Big 12?
Gosh, I hope so. it's been a long time coming, but really, if you think about it in terms of what Mike Leach has done and the relative quick time that he's done it, I can only hope that this is the year that they can finally break through that 20 to 25 final ranking and really kind of say, okay, look, we're going to win the games that we're supposed to. And winning on the road always seems to kind of bite the Red Raiders in the rear occasionally. And if we can win on the road, I know that there are some tough road games against Kansas State, and OU, of course. But if we can win, you know, two out of three of those games, I think we'll be just fine.
Well, let's talk a little – go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the X's and O's now that they've begun practices up in the South Plains. You know, everybody knows about the offense in Crabtree and of course, you know, everything with Harrell. Defensively, it came on strong at the end of the year and actually was really strong defense at the end of the season. But with all the players coming back, there's some questions at linebacker in particular. What do you see? How do you see that shaking out at linebacker and defensive end?
Gosh, those are really two positions that I'm really curious to see what happens. As far as linebacker is concerned, there's actually a lot of youth at linebacker. I think that's probably the most encouraging thing, is that it's youth and it's talent all kind of coupled together. And that was one of the things that Ruffin McNeil did last year, which is when he was put in charge of the defense after the Oklahoma State loss, he basically, I think, just tore down the defense and said, we're going to start from scratch. Mm-hmm. And he built the players back up. I think that they were probably pretty demoralized after that loss. But with young talent like Bront Byrd, who's only a true sophomore, he played as a freshman last year. Brian Duncan is only going to be a sophomore. He was a redshirt freshman last year. Marlon Williams is a junior. Those are all guys who can play. And then behind them, You have guys like Sam Fehoko from Hawaii, who I am just giddy about. When he was being recruited, he was the Hawaii Defensive Player of the Year. And he is a guy that just makes plays. And if you can find guys who just make plays, I think this defense will be a lot better. As far as the defensive end position is concerned, I have extremely high hopes for Mackinder Dixon and Brandon Cisse. I've been a little disappointed in the performance of Jake Ratliff so far. And so I think that Cisse, who was originally recruited by Georgia, has a real opportunity to make a huge impact with Texas Tech. But he's just now starting. He didn't get a chance to practice in the spring. Yesterday was his first practice. And so I'm definitely optimistic about the defensive end position for sure.
Talking with Seth Youngman from DoubleTeamNation.com. And, Seth, how excited are you and Red Raider fans to watch Graham Harrell and Michael Crabtree work again this season? Scoring points I don't think is going to be a problem for Tech.
No, and I think that a lot of fans sometimes forget how well they scored points. You know, I think that Harrell he threw 48 touchdown passes, and I think that he rushed for five more. And Tebow, who was the Heisman winner, and deservedly so, I think had 55 touchdowns for the year. So you're talking about a two-touchdown difference. And if there's one thing that a quarterback is supposed to do, is he's supposed to get his team to score. And I think that Harrell did as good of a job as almost anyone in the country in doing that. The thing I love about watching Crabtree is his ability to just run over guys and be so fluid in open field. That to me is just hasn't happened at Texas Tech. That kind of athlete, that kind of player who just has the ability to make guys miss. And as far as a receiver is concerned, he's not afraid to run guys over either because he's big. I think he's like 6'3", 215.
Oh,
he's not a small guy by any means.
Sure.
So that's probably the most enjoyable part for me is that he can be so dominating to opposing defensive backs just because of his size and his speed, too. I mean, he has breakaway speed, and it's just so fun to watch him catch a pass going over the middle and just break it up and touchdown Red Raiders.
There you go. Hey, Seth, I really appreciate your time and the insight. We'll do it again throughout the course of the season, and we'll send a lot of our listeners, the Monsters, to DoubleTNation.com. Thank you, buddy.